Hey guys, if you enjoy this podcast, don't forget to rate and review on iTunes. Every review helps us out, so if you enjoy us, leave us a 5-star review and we will appreciate it. Thanks, enjoy the show.
Seven Lamb Productions presents Chair of Swords, Episode 10, The Savages of the Red Cave.
Wait, do not kill her.
Solaria was on the ground. Savages stood around her, spears drawn. It was only moments ago that she had washed ashore. She escaped death once, and it seemed like it would happen again. The elderly lady made her way through the brush.
Back, mojitos, back.
The savages lowered their spears and backed away from Solaria.
Let me help you, Wet One.
Thank you.
What are you doing? I told the mojitos to kill her.
The mojitos will do no such thing.
She comes here to do us harm.
Is that true?
No, but I must admit, I do not know where he is.
You are in Utaris, south of the Red Caves.
The Red Caves? I have made it?
Do you wish to reach the Red Caves?
Yes. Sadly, my ship has hit a strong storm and I've become shipwrecked.
We know. Many of your people have washed ashore. We have ended their lives.
No!
Yes. She comes with pirates.
We meant no harm.
Well, your pirates put up quite a fight.
You killed them.
Every last one.
That is not true. Not all are dead. I myself have rescued 2 of your passengers.
I cannot believe you. We should kill them all.
Big Nips, I told you no harm should come to those who wash ashore.
Why would you... Wait, your name is what?
I am Big Nips.
And I am Camel Toe. We are the leaders of the mojitos, the people of the Red Caves.
Oh, I am sorry. What were your names again?
She is known as Big Nips. I am Camel Toe.
Interesting.
They are names given from the gods. Everyone who traverses here is offered a mojito name. Yours is?
Camel Toe held her staff to the sky.
Yes, yes. Your mojito name shall be... Wet Snatch.
Can I keep my given name of Solaria?
Are you not fond of Wet Snatch?
I just do not swing that way.
As you wish, although your 2 friends seem to like their given names of Long Dick and Lowballs.
My friends?
Mother! Mother of Dragons, we survived! I am very much pleased to see you. I was very worried.
I am so glad you made it. Big Nips here told me that they had killed all of our pirate friends.
Were they really friends? I knew not a name among them.
This is true.
At least we are alive. If it were not for me, your right-hand man Weed here would have surely been dead.
I pulled you from the water.
I'll let you carry me. Let us not forget that.
I will not forget you crying like a baby.
I wasn't crying. It was tears of joy.
Yes, the joy of not dying a horrible death at sea.
Enough with this reunion. We need to head back to the caves before dark.
Big Nips, let them have the time.
Is it not great that we made it to the Red Caves? And we now have new names. I am known as Long Dick.
And I am Lowballs.
Ha! I believe the name they gave me was quite fitting.
Well, there is something we should mention when it comes to mojito names. Each mojito name that is granted is actually the opposite of the attribute associated with each person. For example, I am known as Camel Toe. But take a gander, for I have none, smooth as a shaved spear. Big Nips here, in reality, has very small nips, like dried grapes. Raisins have you.
So Weed's balls are not low?
What does that mean for me?
It means you have a small dick. Now let us go.
¶¶ The sun had set over the sea as the group made their way to the largest of caves. Many savages stared at the new guests. It made Solaria, Weed, and Scotrick very nervous. Oh, wait. I'm sorry. It made Solaria, Longdick, and Lowballs very nervous. Actually, you know what? Let's stick with their first names, so as not to get confused. Solaria, Weed, and Scotrick walked into the cave. They were nervous.
There are many people here. I did not know there was such a population in the Red Caves.
We hide our numbers, and when we attack, we always walk single file, like sand people.
Not like stormtroopers.
Cameltoe! This is not a tour! They must proceed to the cells!
Wait, I must speak to you.
Not tonight. Freeze your head to your cells. We have not the time for you.
Please.
I am sorry. It is for the best. You are not welcome here, and the Mojitos do not take to outsiders kindly. You will be safe in your cells. Come.
Cameltoe and Big Nips led Solaria and company to the lower caves. They put them in a small cell and locked it.
I am sorry. It is late and we have much work to do. Do not apologize to them.
May I talk to you in the morning?
We shall see how we feel. Best rest up. You may need your strength tomorrow.
What did she mean by that?
I do not know, but it cannot be good.
Mother, do you think the dragons are okay?
I do not know. I did not see their cages when the ship sank. They may have sunk with the ship, although I hope that to not be true.
Maybe their cage just washed ashore.
I must find out for certain.
Wait, what dragons?
She's the mother of dragons.
I thought that that was just a great name, you know, like Long Dick.
They did explain to you that Long Dick was a satirical name.
Yes, yes, the water was cold. Get over it.
Hours passed, and Solaria, Weed, and Scotrick spooned in the corner of the room to keep warm. Well, Weed and Scotrick wanted to spoon to keep warm, but they made Solaria spoon too, so it wasn't gay. Around midnight, Cameltoe approached the cell on tiptoes.
What snatch? What snatch? Oh, sorry, I forget. Solaria, Solaria. God damn it!
What?
Over here, young girl.
What are you doing down here at this time of night?
I have come to tell you some valuable information.
Which is?
Which is where?
No, which is?
My mistake. I have come here to tell you that Big Nips plans to sacrifice you to the gods above.
Why is that?
There's a bat? Where?
No, why is that?
Oh, sorry, my dear. I have very bad hearing.
You are fine during the day.
It comes and goes.
I am sorry.
Calamari? Where? I am hungry.
No, I am sorry.
Oh, thank you, dear. I wanted to warn you. My sister Big Nips is evil. She is my yin to her yang, or maybe I am her yang to my yin. Regardless, one of us is a yin and the other a yang.
Does that not mean you two are compatible?
I don't know Chinese lore.
What is Chinese?
Listen carefully. Big Nips will be here in the morning. I can help you escape now, along with your other friends Dick and Balls. But you must help me in return.
How so?
A monster? Where?
Okay, that was not even close. That did not even sound similar.
My hearing gets really bad at night.
Apparently.
I will set you free, but you must help me in my quest.
What kind of quest? Are you searching for jewels?
No.
An army?
No.
A family crest?
No.
What kind of quest is it?
A quest to claim the Red Caves as my own.
You mean?
Yes, I want you to help me kill my sister, what snatch?
Solaria.
Oh, sorry. I keep forgetting. You are not a fan of the name from the gods. I want you to help me kill my sister, Solaria.
The next morning, Big Nips made her way to the cells.
What is this? Where are they?
Who?
Where are Dick, Balls, and Snatch?
I do not know.
How could they have escaped? Someone must have helped them.
Maybe it was Jeff in accounting. He always hated you.
He has always hated me. And he ate my lunch last week. I will find Jeff. Take some mojitos and secure the system, Camel Toe. Make sure they do not make it far.
Of course, sister. You old bitch.
Solaria, Skartrick, and Weed were able to make their way to the beach.
Search the area. Find weapons and find my dragons. We mustn't dilly-dally.
Trust me, I do not dilly-dally anymore. I mean, sometimes I shall dilly, but fuck me if I add dallying into that mix.
What in the hell is wrong with you, Skartrick?
What is wrong with you?
No, what is wrong with you?
Enough! There is no time for childish games.
Then I shall put away Candyland.
We must find weapons and make it to the hideaway that Camel Toe mentioned. We do not have much time. The savages may find us.
Here, I found an axe. I've never used an axe before.
Stop playing with that, Skartrick. We have not the time.
I'm not playing, Mother. I'm practicing my moves.
What moves?
Please, Skartrick. It is dangerous and time-consuming.
Mother of Dragons, if I can handle a sword, I think I can handle it. Oh, shit! I cut off my toe just now.
What?
It's all right, Mother of Dragons. I did not care for that particular toe. It was the weakest of all my toes.
Walk it off, Skartrick.
I cannot. Oh, that is quite a bit of blood.
You are the worst soldier.
I am not. I feel lightheaded. That is a lot of blood down there.
I am sorry, Skartrick, but I have not the time to tend to your needs.
Not a worry, Mother. I shall sit here while you search for your dragons. But maybe if you and Weed have a bit of spare time, you could maybe find me a band-aid. Please, this hurts very much.
Solaria and Weed scoured the area. Eventually, they found a couple swords, a hatchet, and even a boomerang. But no dragons.
I am sorry, Mother, but the dragons.
Yes, they must have drowned. I am very sad. My heart aches. They were only young lizards.
Yes, yes, we are all very sad. And about that band-aid?
Come, let us leave the beach.
They fled back into the woods just as savages with spears appeared. Solaria led Skartrick and Weed through thickets and thorns until they reached a small well on the far side of the cave.
She said we shall be safe in here. We shall hide here until the sun is to set. Then we shall meet with Camel Toe.
And that is what they did. When the sun had finally set, they heard footsteps approaching. But when the figure appeared at the top of the well, it was not Camel Toe, no.
Good evening.
Bum, bum, bum. It was Big Nips. Chair of Swords, written by Robert M. Lamb. Edited by Robert M. Lamb, Amber Simpson, and Adam Jetmore. Starring Nick Englehart, Amy Luray, Jack Austin, Brian Messi, Ashley Cardassano, Amber Simpson, Robert M. Lamb, Alicia T., Brett Wilkins, Jose Caraballo, Jay Moron, Kaylin Boyd, Mike Lenhart, April Cadness Marsh, Victor M., Ryan Grosjean, Seth York, Ryan Wiggs, John Lazavet, Chris Cardozano, Caitlin Core, Ashley York, and Arlene Toro. Music provided by Kevin McLeod of Incompetech.com and Soundsnap.com. Visit www.7lamb.com or www.blogtalkradio.com/7lamb for more fictional podcasts. And don't forget to rate and review on iTunes.
This has been a 7 Lamb production.